Welcome, Round 14 podcast fans. Appreciate you guys coming back every week. This is episode 12. 12, Tim.
It's a nice number. Absolutely, Tony. Yeah, nice absolutely. Number. It's a nice number. I really appreciate the support. And if you've seen last week's episode, we had a big one, Arnie versus Sly.
We did. That's our highest viewed episode to date. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that content, I guess, or the subject or the films we talked about. But either way, it's our highest one yet. So that's pretty nice. It's cool. We have a nice little circle that seems to be following us, and it's nice to get the views. It's nice to get the subscriptions. But it's really cool that we also got a little bit friendly with some of these people through chat or messages or Instagram or whatever it may be. So it's nice. And they have nice, kind words for us, how much they liked our episode or our show or whichever they care to comment on. So it's good. I enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. How's the summer going?
Summer is going hot. People are melting. My neighbor melted. They're gone now. They're not even around anymore.
Do you get a bigger yard now, or is that just
exactly? I have a bigger area to melt myself.
But who's going
to
cut it?
I take my dog outside. It's too hot. He doesn't even walk on the sidewalk.
Oh, you know what? Our dog, he'll go out and lay under the. We have a the couch on the deck under the gazebo, and he'll lay under there for a bit, and then he'll the patio door, and he'll just come in and just.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets in, he lays it down in the air.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, unless you have a temperature controlled pool where you can make your pool colder, which some people do, not a lot, but some people do. There really isn't. I mean, you want to just be in the AC and come inside in the AC and put on some movies.
No,
that's why we're here.
Absolutely. And you try and beat the, we kind of have, for the most of the time, we have a temperature controlled pool. It's called Canada. but actually even our pool right now is at 84 degrees. So,
right.
But I agree. You go inside and watch a movie. Came in the other night and, you know what? I put on First Blood Part 2.
There you go.
Just, for no other reason other than I love it. It's a great action movie.
And I think that's your favorite.
You know what? It's not probably, obviously as good as First Blood. It's just, it's fun. It's just fun. You know what? He's going in, he's going back to Vietnam and all hell breaks loose, right? He's supposed to go in and take pictures, which doesn't sit well with him.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, I think a lot of us have already seen this movie. You know, he finds POWs. That's not what he's supposed to do. They leave him there. And, then the, you know, real excitement begins.
Yeah. And that was the one with Martin Cove. Plays the baddie in that one, just like the baddie in Karate Kid.
Right.
So that was my most remembered, I guess you could say, of Rambo, seeing Rambo's in the movie theater. Because I didn't see First Blood in the movie theater. Right. I saw that on video. But I remember going to the theater to see 2. And I went to the theater to see 3 as well. And also Rambo. But that was my most remembered. Like, I was young enough to really enjoy it and see it. It was a lot of action, a lot of blowing things up. You had quite a few bad guys in that one too.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple to choose from if you didn't like the first.
Yeah. The Russians, of course, he's always seems to have fighting with the Russians. no, just an action, right? Like just unbelievable action, right? Explosive arrows, blowing up stuff, helicopter chases and machine guns and taking the guns off the helicopters and just larger than life.
It is. You know what? It was a G.I. Joe, two boys playing with G.I. Joes in the backyard come to life.
Yeah. And I think
that's what made it fun.
And like you said, on a hot day, even at night, we're not getting any relief. Just laying in the rec room on the couch with Rambo on the big screen. I love it. You know what? I just love it. So,
did you get any of the Rambo 2 toys? How old were you when Rambo 2 came out?
I was, let me see, I was 9. So, no, there wasn't, I don't remember. There probably was, but I don't remember a lot.
I remember seeing the commercials. Toys.
Yeah. I remember the cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was fun, right?
I remember seeing that commercial too for the cartoon. So I'm older than you, so
we never got it. Like, we got it in syndication. We didn't get it live, if you will.
Right.
Back then, folks, for anybody of our younger viewers, cartoons were only played on Saturdays.
That was Saturday morning cartoons?
There was none of this 24/7 crap that we have now.
No. Saturday morning cartoons. That was it.
And then I think it was even only till noon, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. You get the cereal India and then you go out and play Rambo.
And then you went outside and you play the role. That's cool.
But that's right.
But yeah, it's just too hot to do anything else. I actually went to the gym this morning, so I forgot AMC is running their Rocky marathon, which I know blasting it all over social media that it's on the marathon.
Yeah. So, did they have it on in the gym?
They did. I did. I got on, warm up with the treadmill a little bit just to get the blood flowing. Not that I need to warm up when I'm in 99 degree weather, but, it was the ending of Rocky 2.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. The ending of Rocky, beginning of Rocky 2.
Yeah.
So it was the right at the ending of it when I got on. I was like, oh, see, this treadmill was made for me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got on there. And again, Rocky 2 holds a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. I saw it with my grandfather. It was when he won the belt. It was a good feel-good movie. I liked the training scene.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say better than any others, but it was definitely had Adrian turn around and tell him to win. It was got your blood moving.
I tell you what, good. There's two things that stick out for me in Rocky 2. Mm. One is obviously when Apollo is egging on Rocky and Duke is like, what do you want from this guy? We can get money from two top contenders. Right. Let it go. And he, his ego won't let it go. Mm-hmm. So that whole scene, we've talked about that on previous episodes.
Yeah.
And of course, I guess there's three. The second one is Mickey and Rocky in the church.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great scene.
Mickey is, he's saying, you've got a chance at the biggest title in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he goes, but if you're going to blow this, I'm going to blow it with you.
Yeah.
You know what? He's all in. Yeah. Not only as a trainer, but as a mentor and a friend.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He became the father figure instantly when he sat down next to Rocky in the church and then nobody said a word.
Yeah.
He just sat there and prayed and wished and hoped and whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that was a great scene because you said, it would have been very uncharacteristic of Rocky to get up in the church and listen to Mickey when his entire world was on a string.
Yeah.
Possibly dying, maybe not wake up. Will she wake up? He could care less about boxing, Apollo, money. Mm-hmm. He didn't care about anything.
There's nothing.
And it was
nothing.
It was such a right. And it was such a great part, an integral part of the relationship that Mickey understood that.
Yeah, that's right.
And he knew, and Rocky saw that and respected it and knew it. And it grew them 10 times closer than they were before that fight.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, you got Adrian waking up.
That's a great scene.
And we all know the lines, right?
Yeah.
She says, there's one thing I want you to do for me, and that's win. And I'm telling you right now, if that scene doesn't move you, you better check your balls.
Yeah, if you don't get pumped up with it. I mean, it's like I said, I saw it in the theater. Mm-hmm. Now, Rocky already had made its impact three years prior, so it wasn't like Rocky was a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the audience got up and cheered. We would have thought you were at a heavyweight fight. They were yelling, yeah, get him, Rocky.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I jumped up and yelled myself. My grandfather's yelling. I'm like, look, it's a TV show, movie theater. It's not a live action.
No, that's right.
But everybody, it touched them.
No, and that's, you know what? That's part of the movies, right? That's part of going to the movies and everybody, not worrying about the reaction. It just emotion took over everybody in that theater, right?
It did.
That would have been amazing to be there, and you'll never forget that.
It did. No, exactly. And I remember like it was yesterday. And I mean, I was 13.
Yeah.
So I remember it very well. Mm-hmm. And of course, the other big part I liked about the film, which is kind of connected somewhat, but it's definitely segueing into our entire episode today.
Yeah.
He bought a Trans Am.
Yeah.
Now, in 1979.
Yeah.
When Sly buys this Rocky buys this Trans Am, you can't help but think of one person when you see this Trans Am.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it really hit me hard too, because I was already a very big fan of this gentleman.
Yeah.
And
look at that right there.
Car is iconic.
Yeah.
That car is iconic. And,
yeah.
And the connection was cool because I had become a Sly Stallone / Rocky fan.
Yeah.
Because of the movies, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I saw him by the Trans Am, I was like, my two worlds have just morphed.
Yeah.
And then I found out that Sly wore number 22 when he played football.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman wore number 22 when he played football too. So this old guy wore number 22 his entire pathetic athletic career. So that was what I do. But anyway, if you guys have not been able to guess by now who we're talking about and who we will be talking about for the remainder of the episode, is a very, very big hero of mine. Very close to Mr. Stallone. I mean, very close is Mr. Burt Reynolds.
And I'm just going to put a picture up here.
You putting that one up first?
Well, I'm just going to put this up just to show them, you know, the iconic Burt Reynolds, right?
Yeah, I met. See, you can see my Burt mustache and hair going on there. That's a little odd. I don't know. Burt might have felt weird about that. But I got the pleasure of meeting him at a book signing.
Isn't that amazing?
In New York City when I found – because I never, ever in a million years would have thought I would have met Burt Reynolds.
That's amazing.
And this is long before internet, and it was an advertising in the paper that Barnes & Noble or Walden Books, whatever it was in New York City.
What a great picture that was.
I had to go. I took off of work. I went up there. I waited around. And sure enough, the man was a gentleman, shook my hand, told him a big fan I was of his work, and chatted for a few minutes, you know, and signed my book. But
At the time, did you have a mustache or did you grow it because you were going to go back?
No. No, I actually had it. I already had grown it.
And
then when I first started watching Burt, obviously I was too young to grow a mustache. Yeah,
sure.
And then when I got old enough where I started growing one, I thought about it. I wasn't really sure. But then another gentleman who where I really enjoyed his work was Tom Selleck.
Right.
I was a huge Magnum PI fan.
Yeah.
So I decided to grow one when I was in high school.
And I just got to throw it up one more. Put it up one more time. I love it. Look at this. Hey, look at that.
Oh, my God. I know we couldn't go. I wanted to go behind the table and stand next to him and get a face-to-face picture, but they wouldn't let us. So I was like, that's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had that on there. But Burt Reynolds. He has an amazing career.
Oh.
Back to the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
We won't touch base too much on his way older stuff, but he got his work started in, he was a stuntman and doing some Gunsmoke and some of the old black and white TV serials. And he did all of his own stunts, but what put him on the map, we're jumping way ahead, obviously, because in 1972, what put him on the map was Deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a lot of people really realize he could act.
Yeah.
He did all his own stunts. I mean, from that moment there through 1984, every guy wanted to go hang out with Burt or be Burt.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, and every woman wanted Burt. So it's like he was the perfect guy. You know, he had a great sense of humor. He was a tough SOB.
Mm-hmm.
But that film there, if you haven't seen Deliverance, it's definitely a interesting film. That
right.
There's some parts in it where you might find it a little disturbing. Some may not. Mm-hmm. But it's a very, very good film.
Yeah.
John Voight's in it. Ronnie Cox is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ned Beatty's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Burt, of course.
Yeah.
But he got put on the map with that one there.
Yeah. Ned Beatty worked with Burt on a few of them, right? So
yeah, he worked with him a lot. He's kind of like Sly was, where he had a circle of people.
A loyalty.
Where he kept them around, a lot of them, where this one might work on this project, this one might work on that project. So Ned Beatty did do a lot with them, yeah. But obviously, you know, both you and I were young in 72.
Yeah.
Actually, you weren't even around in 72, were you?
I was not around, no.
You didn't come around yet?
No, I hadn't even been delivered yet.
But
that was a bad joke of the day, folks.
Well, I was six, and I was not allowed to watch Deliverance, obviously. No. I didn't see Deliverance until long after Smokey and the Bandit, to be very honest.
Yeah.
But the one after that I did see and I did sneak in to see was The Longest Yard.
Right.
And that's where I saw him wearing number 22.
Yeah.
So I had my baseball jersey was 22. My football jersey was 22. The Mean Machine. Look at him. That's without his mustache too. So we haven't gotten to his mustache.
That was a great movie, right? So
it really was. I mean, it's such a, you know, a quick backstory because we always seem to drift off somewhere.
Sure.
But Albert Ruddy, who produced The Godfather, did not want to produce Godfather 2 because he had this project that he's always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he wrote it and he wanted to do it. And it was The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until fairly recently. Mm-hmm. But it's a great movie. It's a lot of comedy. It's got some action,
yeah,
little drama. But another one that, you know, showed Deliverance was not a one-off.
No, that's right.
That he, you know, he had the chops to yeah, act and to play the funny role. Now you saw the original, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I did. Yeah. And I think when you see something like that after Deliverance and then later on in his other films, it just shows you, like you said, he's not a one trick pony, right?
Right. Correct. I mean, yeah, and in Deliverance, he did his own stunts,
mm-hmm,
flipping off out of the canoe and,
yeah,
you know, whatever else he had to do, mm-hmm, on there. There was, and in Longest Yard,
mm-hmm,
he played football.
Yeah.
So he did everything in the movie.
Yeah.
So the, you know, the producers and the directors, they got this guy who's, you know, a good looking movie star. Mm-hmm. He's funny. He's tough. He could do, yeah, his own stunts. This was like a dream come true.
Yeah.
So they loved it.
Well, yeah, he was a football player in college though.
Yeah. He actually got drafted at a college to go to the Colts and, but he had a really bad knee injury,
yeah,
and could not continue after that, mm-hmm, so he wasn't able, right, to. So that was, who knows? Maybe we didn't get all these good movies, but maybe we would have had a good football team. But
that's right,
life went that direction.
The one thing we've talked about, and you brought up before, that, you know, overall you're not a fan of remakes, but they did make, yeah, remake The Longest Yard, and I thought, I'd seen it, and I was kept telling you, you know, you got to watch this, not because of this episode. Just because I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was they did a fairly good job on this.
They did. I have to admit they did. Look at, there's Bert there. Yeah. I thought it was great that, mm-hmm, I mean, that they had him in the film, first of, mm-hmm, all, but, yep, also playing the role of Nate Scarbo,
mm-hmm,
who was the older ex-NFL guy,
yeah,
you know, in the original.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic that they had him play that role. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm sure
Adam Sandler there in the background.
And, yeah,
Goldberg, you know,
that's what tore me away from wanting to see the remake, because, yeah, you got Bert, this masculine, tough, good-looking, athletic, mm-hmm, funny guy, and, mm-hmm, Adam Sandler had funny.
Yeah.
And so it kind of like rubbed me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did see the film, I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I did. It definitely doesn't hold a candle to the original. But it was good. It was enjoyable. Yeah. I enjoyed watching it. Adam Sandler did an okay job.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he tried to be funny a little too much in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't really play the role like of Paul Crewe, like Burt Reynolds did.
Right.
But it was a worthy remake.
Right.
I would assume the younger generation would say the older one is not as good.
Yeah.
The newer one
That's
is good.
Like,
you know.
Well, we, you know, my wife and I, when we talk about Footloose, the kids, they like the remake of Footloose. So we put on the original one and we get into it and we get into, and then I don't even realize by the end of it, all the kids had left. They left the room. I don't think they finished it. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with these kids? Like,
right.
But you know what? That's what you like. Right. And I think this is my opinion. This is my opinion on the remakes. They look at the target audience, obviously.
Sure.
It's to make money, right?
Oh, and
they're gonna make updates. They're not, you can't just remake it and make the same thing. What's the point of that? You know, you make it to at least there's something for everybody with a remake, right?
No, absolutely. They definitely look at the target audience. They look at the times we're in. You know, the remake of Longest Yard was like one big MTV video with different songs and wrestlers and football players that were playing roles.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fun film. It really was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put it down. I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing. I didn't shut it off.
Yeah.
But again, my personal, it was The Longest Yard.
But that's, you know what? And that's yours. That's your feeling. And you know, everybody is different. I love the original.
Right.
I like the remake. I agree. The original is better.
Yeah.
But the remake is fun. So,
oh yeah, no, good time.
Yeah,
but after The Longest Yard is when he had his
Oh yeah.
He had his stratosphere of fame hit him like when Tom Cruise did Top Gun. Yeah. There's certain films that just take them and shoot them into the universe. And Smokey and the Bandit is what did it for him. He has his trademark mustache in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Jackie Gleason.
Yeah. Sally Field.
Sheriff Buford T. Justice, Sally Field. You had Jerry Reed as the truck driver.
Yeah.
And again, like we said, Bird has his couple people in there. Sheriff Justice's son, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. one that Sally Field was marrying in the movie, he was in Longest Yard.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the guards in Longest Yard.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings some other people with him. But the Smokey and the Bandit,
Jackie again, Gleason, I
talked about that Trans Am. Trans Am sales went up like 80% that year.
Yeah.
The movie just put him way over the top with everybody. It was a fun movie.
I think everybody wanted that car, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Anybody that watched that movie, like I said, guys wanted to be him, go out and have a drink with him.
Yeah.
Girls wanted to just, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
That car was something else. I mean, he comes out when you first see that car in that movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that movie when you first see it, but the truck, Jerry Reed pulls up the big bandit truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes and backs it out, and all you hear is the big, you know, boom, 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 boom,
engine.
Yeah. That's right. You see the bird on the front, and
I love when they're negotiating the deal, right? Because it's the original, the bet is to get beer across the country, right?
Beer across the Texarkana line.
Yeah, so
it would be bootlegging, considered back then.
And so. You know, he says to him, "Gonna need a car." And so he dishes out a bit of money. Goes
fast car,
a little bit faster than that.
Dishes
out a bit of money, a little bit faster than that. You know, he just kept.
I mean, don't go out if you haven't seen this movie. Which shame on you if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's historic and it's legendary. Yeah. But if you haven't and go watch it, don't be confused. You know, it's not a drama. You know what?
It's what we were talking about earlier. It's hot out. It's stay inside, put on a great movie. This is one hell of a fun ride. You are going to laugh. That's all it is.
It's a fun time, mm-hmm. a fun movie.
The picture we have up right now for people listening, Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, right?
Yeah.
Quite a bit of chemistry in that movie.
A lot of chemistry, which they went together from that point for quite mm-hmm. a few years, actually.
Yeah.
And they were together for a long time romantically.
That's right.
And personally, but it's Jackie Gleason as Sheriff Justice. I tell you, I know a lot of the older fans know him from The Honeymooners.
Sure.
The Jackie Gleason Show. But mm-hmm. I tell you, that he was legendary in that role.
I'm going to put a picture up now, and I apologize again for people listening. But, you know, check us out sometime on YouTube as well, and you can see some of these pictures we're putting up. But this one right here, this scene. Now, that there, I think, is from – that must have been a outtake.
Yeah, because Bert's laughing too much at the end. So the scene that Tim put the picture up is Bert and Jackie Gleason are in the diner at one of the pit stops. And Jackie Gleason's wiping his face, but Bert's laughing really hard there. Something must have happened.
Sheriff T, the justice comes in and he's in a hurry, right?
He's in a hurry. He's trying to catch the bandit. He goes up and orders that sandwich to the waitress.
Yeah, he comes in. He says, "Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper, nice lady. I'm in a goddamn hurry." You know, and then he goes, the best part is he goes back out and yells at his son.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and Bert, the bandit says, "What are you doing? You chasing somebody? Somebody chasing you?" "Nobody's chasing me." You know,
remember he's spitting all over. So Bert's going like this and wiping his face.
Yeah.
Classic scene. Great, great physical comedy.
Yeah.
Great chemistry. The two of them. And it was just hysterical. It really was just hysterical.
Yeah.
Bert had a really good sense of comedy. He not only did the action, but the comedy. And now in this movie, basically this was Hal Needham, who was a stunt director,
mm-hmm.
who wanted to make this good old boy film with a bunch of cowboy buddies. And just have fun with it. They wanted to blow up cars. Yeah. They wanted cars to jump over rivers and just have fun. That's what they did. That's what
the
they
convoy,
did.
Convoy, right? The truck.
They created this. Yeah, they created this 70s, this mid 70s, but still CB radios and mm-hmm. Trans Ams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had people all over the country wanting a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
not just down south. Mm-hmm. So
was, my dad, we grew up on an island. We grew up on a farm. And for years, my dad, long before, eventually he, towards the end of his career, became a truck driver. But for years, he had a CB radio in our vehicle, and he would talk to the truckers going down the highway. And we went to Prince Edward Island one time, which is probably, you know, a 2-day trip.
Good muscles, by the way.
And, he would get on and talk to a truck driver, and you know, he just thought he was in the convoy. He was right in his glory talking on that CB, and a lot of it came from that movie.
Oh God, yeah, everything came from that movie in that time period. The CB or the lingo, you know, 10-4, good buddy, breaker 1-9, all that kind of stuff. It was just fun. But Jackie Gleason and Bert themselves, they was just. It was so good. It was so good. It was such a fun, it's a fun movie. Like I said, there's no thick plot, guys. You're not going to watch this and be like,
they did make two more.
They did. The second one was a very big hit. Mm-hmm. Not as big as the first, but it was a huge hit. And that one was another buddy of Bert's. Dom DeLuise was in that one. And Sally Field reprised and Jackie Gleason reprised and Jerry Reed. That was good. It was very, it had a lot of good, funny stuff in it as well.
Yeah.
More funny were the bloopers.
Oh my God. That's when they started. I can't remember if that was the first, but that's when they started showing the bloopers at the end of the movies, especially their movies.
It might've been the first, if not closest, because I remember like the next one was Cannonball Run that I saw, which is one of my favorite of his. And again, talking about a film that really has like, it will not make the top 1 billion best movies ever made.
it's
just a fun racing bunch of movies. I mean, you're talking Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Burt Reynolds,
Dom DeLuise, right?
You know, you're not talking. I mean, you're talking some big stars for the time. These guys are just having fun. But at the end of that movie, with those bloopers. So I'm not, you know, like Smokey and the Bandit 2 and Cannonball came out right there, and it was definitely one of the first, and it was so funny,
To watch Blooper.
But good stuff was there, and but then from there through, I mean, he had so many hits, and again, not hits that maybe like today's standards where they're making, you know, $100 million, but he definitely had his following, and he had his people that liked him. He did a lot of co-hosting on the Tonight Show for Johnny Carson.
Yeah, that was
Johnny loved him. What we have up here right now is looks like from about a time frame about 1978,
right,
give or take. Johnny's pouring whipped cream down his shirt, and what's funny is like Bert's just taking it.
Yeah,
whatever. Who knows where? I don't. You know, I have to watch the show again and refresh my memory of why they did it. But he reprised his role. I mean, reprised his. Spot of co-hosts a lot there. Johnny was a go-to for Johnny. Again, he had the charisma. He had the self-deprecating. He'd make fun of himself big time throughout his entire career.
Yeah. And I think that's important that he wasn't afraid to step out of his element. Right.
Right. Right. I mean, he knew if a movie was a tanker and he knew if it was a hit. I mean, now in the same respect, he's turned down some mega roles.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't base it on if I took that role or if I took this role.
No.
That's, you know, every single movie star alive has turned down roles that other movie stars made incredible. Maybe that wouldn't have made as so, you know, so big if a different actor was in it. Who knows? But he and then he kind of fizzled off in the 84-ish time frame. I mean, 73 to 84 – he was People's Choice Awards winner every one of those years.
Right.
So he just loved them. And then in 97, he finally got his acting chops rewarded, which the picture's up here now, Bert holding the Golden Globe.
Yep.
For Boogie Nights. And this role here.
Big cast. Is
100% turnaround from his good old boy.
Yeah,
speeding with a Trans Am, laughing on the side. This one here is a little darker, a little more serious, realistic. But he played a porn director in the early 70s was making, he thought was artful movies. Mm-hmm. And found his rising star in this one busboy.
Yeah.
And put him on the map. And the film, very good film. If you haven't seen this film, now again, keep in mind, it's not a film for children or young kids. It's, told you what role he played. So
yeah, don't get confused. Don't get confused with the term Boogie Nights.
Yeah, exactly. It's not another Trans Am movie. So just be careful where and who you watch.
And I think anybody, that wants to show some of their kids knows about that movie anyway. So
yeah, it's, but he did a great job, you know, but I always think a good actor, they do good jobs even in their bad roles.
Yep.
They just need that one role to stick out a little further. Because if you watch Bert acting in Deliverance or in some of the more dramatic scenes of The Longest Yard, and then you watch him in Boogie Nights, he's no more convincing in any of those roles. He's a good actor. He gave you the real emotion, gave you the real, you know, how he felt. And it shows. So he was, and he was also nominated for Academy Award for that film. So I think that went a long way with him because he really felt like he needed to be rewarded, not to being a stunt guy who makes chase movies and stuff.
Right.
And hey, look, I can't act.
Yeah. Another one we're throwing up here.
So yeah. And in the 93, I believe it was, he started doing a TV show called Evening Shade where he played a high school football coach.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember – was this not the one where they had an episode where they shaved half his mustache off?
I think so.
Not like it was the show and he hadn't, didn't he, like he had that mustache for how many years? And
remember now in Longest Yard, he had the mustache and they shaved half of it off in the movie.
But I mean,
But then after that, he had that mustache for from years 77. And years. To 93 or whatever. Right.
And then one of the episodes, one of his daughters on the show had shaved part of the mustache and everybody and I think the audience in the TV studio didn't know that was going to happen. And there were people like screaming because they were like, what just happened?
You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. There's only, you know, there's a handful of people out there that are known for their mustaches, no matter what the year is, no matter what the decade is, you know, Tom Selleck, Burt Reynolds, Sam Elliott. I mean, those are the three that I could think of that they could have a mustache every decade and it doesn't look out of style.
Yeah.
You know? But then he did, like we were saying, he did some, you know, like everybody does, direct to DVDs and direct to TV and whatever it may be, films, which were not that great. Some of them were good. Some of them weren't good. It's well known that he wore a hairpiece. Mm-hmm. And some of the movies, his hairpiece got a little out of control.
Yeah.
And it didn't look as real. And that one there is more scary. We're showing he played the governor in
Striptease.
Striptease.
With Demi Moore.
With Demi Moore. And he was a piece of work in that one. That kind of put him back. Like, look, he could still be funny and still do some drama. And, you know, and that was 15 years after his last hit. So his big hit, I should say.
But it's funny when we started talking about this, that, you know, the connection with the Trans Am, the connection with the number 22, we did get him and Sly working together.
Yes. Yes, we did.
2001, I believe it was, in Driven.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, I saw that come out. I said, oh my God, now they're really morphed like the two worlds.
That's right. Together. So you got cars, you got the action stars.
Yeah.
You got two of the biggest movie stars together on screen. Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of that movie, they actually filmed in Canada. They filmed a lot of in Toronto. Right. Oh, they used part of the Molson Indy for race clips. They filmed in Toronto. I believe they filmed in Montreal. I believe they filmed in Vancouver. But a lot of the scenes were filmed in Toronto. Now, obviously, they didn't say that they were in Toronto, but they used part of the F1 scenes from Toronto.
Yeah, Bert's loved his cars. And, you know, there's Sly and Bert right now. Mm-hmm. And Bert loves his cars. He did the movie Hooper where he played a stuntman. He had his cars in there, Cannonball Run. He's driving across country. But to see those two together in the same film, that was pretty cool for me.
Yeah, that would have been would have been one of your bucket list, I bet, eh?
Yeah, it was very cool. You know, like I said, I grew up watching both of them and admiring both of their films, admiring them as people as well. Mm-hmm. It's not always about the movies. You know, sometimes you hear some things about actors and you like their movies and you're like, well, I just like their movies, you know, but these people here, I truly enjoyed them and hearing about them as well. And wait, I forgot actually to show something. I was going to have this behind me, mm-hmm. but you can't really. Now, obviously, you can see my Rocky Pops mm-hmm. that I have there. Well, my daughter that gave me this a while back.
Wow.
See,
look at that.
It's burnt in the Trans Am, which I thought was hysterical. She keeps telling me I'm not allowed to take these out of the box, so I got to leave
them. Yeah. Well, for anybody, Tony will get a picture and we'll put it up on the Round 14 Instagram page of that.
Yeah, I will.
We'll get a couple of them, one of
I will.
And then one of Tony holding it. So,
but that's pretty cool. I mean, that goes to show you too how legendary he is. I mean, they're making toys of him now, you know, in the 2020s. Right. So it's pretty neat. But he Driven was good though. I enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, you care for it?
I did. You know what? I think because it was a different. It was just totally different, right? The concept. That was a good movie. And then you have Bert as the mentor or the instructor to Sly, right?
He's in a
wheelchair and he's using his experience to pass down to Sly, who's trying to pass down to, they bring Sly in to kind of mold a new driver.
Yeah, right? Help that little hot shoot kid that they had there.
Yeah. And it's just kind of a generational passing of the torch between the three of them, right? So and I thought it was a good movie just because, you know, it was totally different for Sly and even for Bert himself, right, to play that role.
Agreed. And again, we've always talked about how Sly has made, when he's older, has made the correct role choices. He's not boxing in Creed 2. Mm-hmm. He's the mentor. And Bert knew that too. He was the older one now. He wasn't the good looking hot shoot kid anymore. And so he played the role accordingly.
Yeah.
And he actually did quite a few movies after that, actually. But then in 2018, we did The World Did Lose, one of the best fun for creative actors out there. And he died in 2018. That's right. Mm-hmm. Of heart failure. And to be honest with you, I know it's weird for somebody to say, but it really, really bothered me. It really upset me as if I like, well, when Sly goes, you know, then I'll be like, there's very few actors because I don't know these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen actors come and go, you know, that I've watched. I grew up watching certain actors and I see them die, but some of them really hit home. And and that one, of course, you know, from a childhood standpoint.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is time wins, right?
Takes everybody out. Undefeated.
You've watched Sly just posted on his Instagram today another video. I call them life lessons.
They are.
And you know what? He has said that before. I kind of stole that from Sly.
I wish he'd write a book.
Time wins. It's undefeated. But the one thing we can be grateful is the beauty and the magic of film, right? That we have these forever. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, you can go watch them anytime you want, any different movie you want. So he's still around. He'll be around forever as long as they have movies that are being able
to stream. And you can watch him. You can watch older Burt Reynolds. You can watch younger. That's the beauty of it, right? It's you're in control of when you want, how you remember it.
Absolutely. And with today's technology, I guess you could say, you punch in YouTube, you could watch anything. Mm-hmm. You could see the old Johnny Carsons when he co-hosted. Mm-hmm. If you want to go back to Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners, you know, you could do any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I was chatting with a friend last night about they had never seen Smokey and the Bandit, okay? But she's a huge Jackie Gleason fan. And I showed her that clip
from
the restaurant. And the two of them, and the first thing she said was, "Is that Jackie Gleason?" I said, "It is."
Oh yeah.
She goes, "I can't believe I've never seen this movie." But you know what? We can't see every movie. Okay, you can't see everything.
Yeah.
But this is one daughter has this,
like, bucket list movies that she has to see that are legendary classic films. You know.
Yeah. But there's a few movies that I'd be embarrassed to say I haven't seen. And I have to go back and Academy Award winners, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
We all have that that list that for whatever reason. Now, my problem is I tend to watch some of the same movies over and over again without broadening my horizons.
I did the same thing.
I just talked about watching First Blood Part 2. I've seen that before. Yeah, you know, it's just a good movie,
right?
You know, once or like twice. Smokey and the Bandit, the Rocky movies. We joke about it. We do the lines about it, but sometimes we gotta, you know, I just don't want to set myself up for something and then not be like,
it's not there.
It's not there, but you know what? Got to give some of these other movies a chance. But I'd be interested to see some of our viewers, you know, leave us a message. Movies that everybody has talked about that you haven't seen. Be interesting. We could, you know, do a list sometime. Say,
hey, yeah, we could. We could do a
top 10 movies.
The ones that they voted on the most, because I know there's movies out there. I'd have to think about it. A good way, go to AFI Top 100 Films on Google and just look. Those are the top greatest films ever made.
I tell you what, this is funny. When I watch the Academy Awards, you know, for whatever you want to take it, whether you agree with them or not, half the movies I'm like, I've never even heard of that movie.
Oh, now? Oh, yeah. Now, forget it. I don't.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
But
So Bird did leave us, but he does live on in film, like you were saying. Right. Mm-hmm. And he definitely made an impact on a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
I know there's a ton we did not touch base on with Bert. When you have a guy that's been around since the 1950s, we're not going to be able to talk about that in 1 hour. We didn't even touch base on his marriage to Lonnie Anderson.
No,
you know, there's a lot we didn't talk about, but we can't. I mean, we just touched base on the highlights.
Yeah.
He was, there's a museum down here in Jupiter, Florida, where he lived.
Yeah.
We'll see his Trans Am and whatnot, but he,
I think if we touched on every movie, we'd be here for 4 hours.
We would. I mean, he had, you know, 100 movies, so it'd be almost impossible.
Well, that's it. People would be waking up for work tomorrow morning going, Jesus, these two knuckleheads are still talking about Burt Reynolds.
But again, a name that's known everywhere, you know, people.
Yeah, that's
right. And it's actually the name might be known more than him. Mm-hmm. Some people might know the name Burt Reynolds, but don't really know why they know it.
Yeah,
that doesn't really sound like it makes sense, but I've had it happen.
No, that's right. Where,
you know, I said, oh, I was a big Burt Reynolds fan growing up. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know him. But what's he done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big star.
But what's he done?
In the fancy car. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. You tell them the Trans Am, they might know. The Trans Am is almost as popular as he is.
Yeah, that's right.
So. But that's about it. Bert's lived a long, good life and gave us a lot of fun and laughs and good times. And we could tell him we're going to talk a little trivia about him now, give maybe some questions here and there, see how we do on that. We do some trivia?
Sure. Well, let me fire up the time machine here.
Lace up your roller skates there.
Yeah, lace up the roller skates. And I think I got a pocket full of quarters for the arcade.
There you go.
And hang on. We'll just play that right now.
All right.
Boy, I tell you.
Every time.
Every time. I love it.
I think we should film it live one day. Just have you roller skating around your neighborhood.
Well, now that's a show. That's a show. I'll have to get a wig because I don't have the mullet anymore.
Yeah. So. I wouldn't say unfortunately.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So you want to go first? Or want me to go first? I don't have a lot this week. I have three Bert questions
and
one Rocky question.
All right. I'll take a swing first.
I wanted to be kind. I know it's tough with Bert with the long career like that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. What Golden Globe was he first nominated for?
First nominated?
Yes.
I'm going to say Deliverance.
Dan August.
Oh, Dan August. That was a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a detective. That was Oh, I didn't even know the goal. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Hey, look at that, eh?
You got
number one.
I already got shot down.
I did my homework this week.
I see that. I was scrambling this week.
Yeah. Well, you were out on the boat yesterday, right?
I know.
In sunny FLA, and I'm here in Drury, Canada, in the basement.
jury.
Doing trivia, and you're out there sailing.
Dan August. Your... Yeah, I actually have seen a couple of Dan August. Okay. They were like an old detective show.
There you go. Okay, you're up.
All right, so the first one I got for you was Burt Reynolds played college football for what What college?
Ooh. I think it was Florida.
Could you elaborate more?
yeah. What is it, like 20 colleges in Florida? I'm going to say Florida State.
There you go.
Hey,
that was a good guess.
See, I told you.
FSU, the Florida State Seminoles. He played there and did very well there.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Tailback running backs. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So you're beating me on this one. 1-0.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Am I trying to read my own notes here? Where are we here? Okay. How long? So with the movie Smokey and the Bandit, and they had to run the beer, their bootleg, right?
Right.
The bet was they could do it in how many hours?
48?
18 hours.
18 hours. Oh, my God. I'm 0-2.
0-2. This is your guy, Tony.
I know. This is my guy.
Oh,
18 hours.
Wow. 18 hours.
That's a fast car.
Well, that's why they kept saying, I need a little bit,
that little is bit faster. That's a fast car. See that?
Dawn on the money.
You beat me bad on this one.
Oh, this
okay.
is fun.
In the 70s, Berg made a lot of headlines and a lot of news for posing nude. He wasn't completely nude, a little covering in a little private area there.
Yeah.
But he put a nude centerfold in what magazine?
I'm going to say it was.
Very famous that he did this.
Playgirl?
No.
Right?
Of course, that's a very good guess.
Okay.
But no, it was made such a big deal because it was for the women's magazine Cosmopolitan.
Wow. Okay.
And he was a centerfold in there.
See, I honestly didn't think that they would put it in that magazine. But
well, hey, that was why it made such a big stink. Yeah, it made a lot of headlines. Made a lot of. What are you doing?
Honestly, it was a guess. Is Playgirl? Is that a magazine? I know they had Playboy, right?
But it was. I don't know if it's still. I don't know if any magazines are still around. But yeah, it was basically Playboy's version of Playgirl was the Playboy version of men. Yeah,
I imagine that sold a lot of copies.
A lot.
You know what? I'm telling you, that's marketing people. They probably got this whole thing where we don't want it, but they probably thought you want to sell magazines. There we go.
Yep. All right, hit me with number three. I gotta gain some ground here.
All right. Back to Smokey the Bandit.
Okay.
So we've talked about 18 hours to get the beer across. How many cases of beer?
Oh, you're killing
the truck.
That I have no idea.
400 cases of beer.
400.
Yeah. And what was okay? What was the beer?
I knew it was Coors.
There we go. Ding ding ding. You gotta. I'll give you one for that.
All right. So you ready for, I got a Smokey the Bandit question myself.
Okay.
Okay. So remember Jerry Reed played the truck driver.
Yep.
And Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a little dog as his companion in that truck.
Oh yeah. It was awesome.
Basset Hound.
Yeah.
Named what?
Fred.
Oh, you are killing it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You are killing it. You know
what? It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite, Smokey the Bandit movies. It's one of my dad. It's my dad's favorite Smokey the Bandit movie.
Oh,
your favorite Burt Reynolds movie.
I am losing big time.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Okay.
That's what's fun about it, though. We don't prepare for these trivia questions.
No, I know. It just
tell.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to switch categories.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to talk a little Rocky Balboa. How about that?
All right.
See, you didn't even know I was going to switch categories.
Rocky Balboa, the movie, or Rocky Balboa, like the character?
Rocky Balboa, the movie.
Movie, okay.
Okay. The first of Rocky Balboa, Rocky comes in to see his son and meets Robert's boss. What is Robert's boss's name?
Oh, my God. You are killing me tonight. Oh, it's about time this old war horse has met. I can see the scene. I know the scene. I don't know.
William Tomlinson.
Oh.
And this is the best part is Rocky's seen the conversation before. And he's given Robert shit for coming in late.
Right.
And he says, I don't care who your dad is. You know, I don't care who your dad is. You're not nearly good enough to be late. And then all of a sudden Rocky shows up and he's like, I've always, you know,
he just, I know.
He's typical, like,
snob.
Yeah.
Management. I didn't remember Tomlinson. I didn't remember that at all, but I remember the scene. You are kicking my butt, my friend.
All right.
All right. So here we got multiple choice questions.
Okay.
Okay. There have been very famous films that Burt Reynolds turned down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give you a list of them. Tell me which one. Okay. Han Solo for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The Edward character for Pretty Woman, the Richard Gere character.
Mm-hmm.
The John McClane character, Bruce Willis in Die Hard. One of those three, or is it all of them? So A, B, C, or D? A is Han Solo.
Okay, so D,
Pretty Woman,
everything.
C is Die Hard, D is all.
All right, I'm going to say, I know he wasn't in any of them. I'm going to say D. I'm going to say he turned them all down.
That is correct.
Man, is it really?
Fire today.
Wow.
Fire.
Do I win a prize or something? Like, what do I, get to
throw? He turned them all down. He's turned down Han Solo, which I could definitely, that he had no business doing. Now, I could see him playing the role of Richard Gere in Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
But, that one I could have seen happening.
You know, and I don't want to sidetrack this, but I will. the funny thing about Star Wars and being Han Solo, Harrison Ford wasn't the first choice for Han Solo.
Yeah,
either.
I know that. Yeah.
He, you know what? Because George Lucas didn't like using actors he had used before.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he, you know, they were going through actors and I got people turning it down and there was a deadline. Right. And I think it was it Spielberg? You know, they were good buddies. And they said, just George, just get on to fill in, And so they kind of said, well, you fill in till we find somebody. And they said, oh Christ, just give it to him.
Yeah. Just give it to him.
And it turned out pretty well.
I could not see Burt playing that. I could see Burt playing the Pretty Woman role.
Yeah.
And at the time that Die Hard was done, Burt might have been a little bit too old.
Yeah.
To play John McClane.
Nope.
Because that was 84, I believe, the original Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that was just a little, he was at the tail end of his mega stardom.
Right.
And he was just a little bit too old. If that would have happened in 80, it might have been good.
Yeah.
But I could not see Han Solo. No,
to me, after somebody has played it, like Bruce Willis playing John McClane,
it's hard to see anybody else.
It's hard to see anybody.
Yeah.
It's just, that's how our brains are trained. And I mean, the only difference is if they do a remake, which, I just found out they're doing a remake of Roadhouse.
Okay? Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And, what's his name's going to play the Patrick Swayze character?
Is it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad casting role.
Not bad. Will be skeptical.
But again,
I will watch
it. You're not talking a classic legendary film.
No. But I mean, Roadhouse is one good.
Oh, I loved it. Ride. Again, it's a Smokey and the Bandit type film.
Yeah. It's a feel good.
Beat him up.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just a good time. Sam Elliott, right? Another, we talked about the guys that can rock the mustache, right?
And so, he rocks it. He got it. Mm-hmm. So what else you got? Yeah. You got any more? No more?
Sure. I got one more.
I have a Rocky one.
Okay. You go and then I'll go.
Okay. So the Rocky one is fairly easy.
Okay.
Should be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the ring announcers for Rocky and Rocky II?
For Rocky and Rocky II. Okay. So for Rocky.
Not
the characters or the
let me make it a little more specific for you. I might have confused you. I don't mean who introduced Rocky in the ring. I mean the guy sitting outside the ring calling the fight.
Okay. That was Bill Baldwin and Stu Nahan.
You nailed it, my brother.
And they were actual
real
ring announcers.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I love about the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
They used Stu Nahan actually did 5 Rocky movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Bill Baldwin died.
They were absolutely. I remember in Rocky II, and Bill Baldwin said, I'd never seen so many Italians in here in my life. And
he said that.
Right. Just the chemistry between those guys.
That's great.
Absolutely.
And you're on fire tonight, man.
Oh,
no stopping you.
I'm telling you.
I think he only got one wrong.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe it. Okay, I got one more for you.
Yeah, the magazine. That was the only one you got wrong.
I got one more for you. In Rocky Balboa, when Rocky comes to see Polly in the meat plant, and he's telling them that he wants to fight again, Polly is painting a picture. What is he painting a picture of?
You're out of your mind today.
What? You don't know? Did I get you again?
Isn't it a dog?
You got it. You all saved right? yourself, Stallion.
Oh.
Which actually, and Bert,
what Young, I got one or two.
No, two. I gave because okay. I gave you a bonus on the other one. So,
okay,
you know what? Hey,
oh my God, that was
you finished
brutal.
Strong. You finished strong. You got knocked down a couple times, but
that's it. Got up, finished it up.
You know what? Listen,
good stuff.
This is fun. I have fun with the show, Tony.
Of course, I have fun
with the trivia. You know what? It's certainly we don't cheat on the trivia because
you can definitely tell that.
What was it? There was a couple episodes ago. I think after six questions, it was 1-1. You know what I mean? So,
so bad,
Tony. This was a fun episode.
It was. I appreciate it, my friend, and we'll do it again next week. And guys, like Tim was saying, you know, put in the bottom there, maybe some of the greatest films ever made that you have not seen.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see that because. You know, maybe we'll give you a shout out. Maybe we'll say, hey, two or three people.
Take a tally and see, hey, most of them said this film or that film.
Yeah, no,
let's see if we could do a show on it from there or at least a segment.
No, but this was great.
Appreciate you guys tuning in as always. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and again, catch us on the audio, guys. We are on the Rocky. I just said the Rocky podcast. We are on the last of the Action Heroes of the podcast network. I had it written on my hand for a couple weeks, but
I'm telling you.
I got it now. But
we're on Spotify, we're on there. We're on Apple Tunes, we're on Instagram.
Yeah, we're all
YouTube,
over the map.
We're everywhere.
Thanks so much, guys. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you down the road.
Appreciate it. Good night, guys. Thank you.
See you, guys.